So we're moving to this democratization of information. And I've been in this field for quite a while. Slightly embarrassing admission. Even when I was a kid, I used to have these little spy books and I would like see what everybody was doing in my neighborhood and log it down. I think that was a pretty good indication about my future career as an investigative journalist. And what I've seen from being in this access to information field for so long is that it used to be quite a niche interest. And it's gone mainstream. Everybody, increasingly around the world, wants to know about what people in power are doing. They want to say in decisions that are made in their name and with their money. It's this democratization of information that I think is an information enlightenment. And it has many of the same principles of the first enlightenment. It's about searching for the truth, not because somebody says it's true, because I say so. No, it's about trying to find the truth based on what you can see and what can be tested. That, in the First Enlightenment, led to questions about the right of kings, the divine right of kings to rule over people, or that women should be subordinate to men, or that the church was the official word of God. Obviously, the church weren't very happy about this, and they tried to suppress it. But what they hadn't counted on was technology. And then they had the printing press, which suddenly enabled these ideas to spread cheaply, far and fast. And people would come together in coffee houses, discuss the ideas, plot revolution.